Destructuring. What is it? How do we use this as a tool? What's this conversation? So what you're about to listen to is the recording of a webinar that I did on what is destructuring. It was so good that I wanted to include it as a podcast episode. You're going to hear me mention a live call that I'm inviting people to. And if you hear this conversation and you just know you need some more of this change in your life, email us at support@crystaljoycrawford.com and we'll get you that call. But I hope you enjoy this conversation. It was my best attempt so far at talking about something that is incredibly energetic and therefore intangible, but what we tend to do that locks us up in our life dynamically. This has been really game-changing for me. It's allowing me to see the matrix in a way that I just never could before. I hope you really enjoy this. I hope it gives you some clarity and some freedom. Enjoy. So we're going to dive into today, what is destructuring and how can you use it? And hopefully this is going to start to give you a greater sense of a tool that is new, that's not new, that is really, really dynamically changing things for me very quickly. So go ahead and if you're live, throw me an emoji, throw me a naked picture, tell me where you're watching from. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to know that you're here. Let's get started. So first of all, if you're new to Access Consciousness, we're going to start right in the middle. So go to infinitebeingschool.com and get yourself like exposed to the tools of Access Consciousness. Second of all, if I say the clearing statement, which goes right, wrong, good, bad, podpoc, all nine, shorts, boys, povids, and beyonds, and you have no idea what I'm saying, go to clearingwithcrystal.com because that's going to give you more information. All right, so that's sort of the housekeeping. Destructuring, hi everybody, is taking something that's fixed and solid and has structure and dissipating it so that you can have ease. It's actually so not complicated, it's a little silly. There, that's the call. What I think is so incredible about this is that it is, structures are the thing that we invent to try to make our life work. They are also the things that we are taught to do, period. They are also the things that hold things like houses up. So the first thing to really say about structures, hi guys, hi Rachel, is that they're not wrong. This is not about structures being wrong. This is about starting to explore where are we doing structure and how is that not allowing things to change? So I asked you guys for your questions and I'm really grateful for them. They're very big and open questions. So I'm really appreciative of that. I mean, the first question was, what is destructuring? I think we've kind of covered that. How do I know if I'm running my life from structure? What's the difference between presumptive realities and structures? And I would say, why is this relevant? There's coming out of this conversation is a live call that you can join on Friday. And I'm also going to put out a series of clearing loops. And as I was looking at the clearing loops, I realized that there were some very distinct areas of our life that we tend to do a lot of structure in. And I want to talk about them distinctly to sort of address what some of the things are, might be that you've got going on. And if you have more questions about these, please put them in the chat. Let's look at structure with money for a second. What happens when you do structure with money? Now, this might seem really obvious to some of you, but how many different kinds of structure are there with money? I think are one of the first questions to ask. You've got the structure of survival. So if you're just doing survival, that's a structure. You've got the structure of poverty. You've got the structure of rich. Now, some structures you want to resist and other structures you want to maintain. So either way, whether you're resisting a structure or you're aligning and agreeing with the structure, they're both going to hold that structure in place. So with money in particular, we either have a structure of money is bad and therefore, or money is better than me, and so therefore, or money is not relevant, and so therefore. Instead of just including money in our lives and having money as it works for us and creating money in a way that works for us and just choosing it. That's the infinite being mode of money, is I am power, I am awareness, I am creativity, I am control, I am all of these things. And so I'll have money. Thank you. Makes my life easier. But instead of all that, we have all these different energies that come up. Anybody have any stuff that comes up around money, or anybody having any money struggles? Any struggle, anything that's hard, anything that doesn't come to you with ease and joy and glory is a structure. And that was part of why I wanted to do this call, because I realized that a lot of us don't even know that we're doing structure. So one of the things you could do right now is you can look at your life and kind of look at where are you having, one way you could look at it is, where are you having difficulty? Okay, let's look at the difficulty direction for a second. Is it, you know, I know somebody asked something about how can I navigate tough times with more ease? So let's say, so the reason for this statement, all of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory, is because all of life occurs. And sometimes it's shitty and sometimes it's great, but it can all come to you with ease, and it can all come to you with joy, and it can all come to you with glory. So if tough times aren't coming to you with ease, then there's a structure that you have in place that that tough time is hitting against. I want to see if I can give you an example here. Where I'm seeing this most dynamically is in the relationship, because Andres is my primary person. So we get to bump into each other all the time. And we are just softening the number of structures we were doing when we were in Latin America is pretty staggering. And so we were softening so much. And still, every once in a while, we will just hit into one or the other's structure, right? It's let me give you an example of one of his, just because we'll start with him. Why not? So we were talking this morning, and I was sharing some things about this process that I was getting more information about. And I like to, when somebody else is talking, finish their sentences. And 98% of the time, 80% of the time, I'm correct about what they're about to say. Well, Andres has a structure inside of him about somebody else finishing his sentences. And so I forget about it because I just go on and I do it anyway. And then I run into his structure. His structure gets activated. So this morning he was saying a thing, and I was like, yeah, blah, 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 finishing his sentence. And so when he goes into the structure that he's really just had in place for a long time, his eyes go really dark, and he's like, I wasn't finished, you know? And so today I just looked at him. I was like, you can do that, or you can do something else. And his eyes softened. He was him again, and we could keep talking. But that's what a structure does. A structure gets activated for the most part. It's either just in the background, like running your whole show, or it gets activated by something. So triggers, for example, are activated structures. Like, here's another example on my side, right? So that was, we threw him under the bus first. Now we'll throw me. This is a big one. I have had a very big structure in my world around sex. Okay. My family growing up, the whole kind of narrative of my family around sex and was really, really distorted. We had, like, the kids were sexual with each other. My dad was sexual with me. We had a lot of inverted sexual stuff going on. And so when that all came out and I told my mom, she did the right thing. And again, she did the structured thing, and she reported it. And we got involved in the United States social services system. Now, talk about a structure. Anything government is a structure. So in that system, when sexual abuse is reported, there's this whole series of things that you have to go through. So again, protocol is structure. Military is structure. And so I ended up talking to a policeman and like having to tell them all the different things. And then I had to tell a social worker all the different things. And then we had to go to all these different therapists that weren't that helpful. So we entered into a very structured system. We entered into a structure. And so that began this, that began sort of the rest of the dynamic of the family for all time. Like that, what got put into place during that time was this culture in our family of sexual distortion. And it's got so many facets to it, but so I grew up in that with this like distrust, mistrust of bodies, mistrust of myself, mistrust of my siblings, sexual distortion, right? So all these structures that kind of overlapped each other, right? It was like, you really were never sure what was true. You always had to kind of be suspicious of everybody else. So when I became an adult, and on top of all of that, my mom got divorced and I was her person. And so we would go for these long walks and we would have all these long conversations about relationships and marriage. And so like, I remember I don't even know how old I was, 14, 15. I wasn't even dating. And I remember being like intimately involved in a conversation with my mom about how a woman should take care of her body. And if she doesn't, then her husband's going to cheat. Like, you keep your husband's attention by controlling your body shape. And I mean, if there was just so many things that I didn't even know it until I got into my adulthood. So a lot of those things showed up especially in my relationship with him. He grew up in a culture where certain things that in North American culture are not okay are just fine. So our sexual, this is why sex is a distractor implant, by the way. So if you don't know that, go read Living Beyond Distraction. But our sexual upbringing was very, very different. So here's an interesting fact about the distractor implant of sex, which is the structure of sex as it's done in this reality. Once you're into the structure of sex as it's done in this reality, you've activated all 24 distractor implants. There's 24 distractor implants, and the whole purpose of them is to keep you locked into this reality. It's because every implant is a structure, right? The structure of love, for example. So what does love mean? What does love mean? What is love? What does it mean? How do you know when you're in love? When somebody tells you they do this because they love you, like, what does that mean to you? So love is a structure. Sex is a structure. Jealousy is a structure. How do you know when you're supposed to be jealous? When it's activated and you are jealous, who's wrong? All these things they're put into place to activate distraction so that we get distracted by the structure instead of the choices we have, which is the system that we can create to live. So if you're not all activated by love and sex and jealousy and peace, which is really, that's my last 3 years, you have choice and you can create your life and create your relationship. So one of the things I recognized while living over there, which is a lot of why we came back, was that I didn't have inside of myself enough of a system, a biospheric system in this area of sex and love and jealousy and peace to function very well in that country and in that culture. And so I had to be really honest with myself and go, I don't have this, and I'm working and I'm using the tools, and I get that over time I'm going to become more of a stronger person. I will have more of a system, but I have been so damaged in that area that to live in constant, what felt like a battlefield to me, was not kind to me. So I brought us back to North American soil. So that was a lot of what my awareness was like, I have so much there's so much there, and I need something kinder for me. So here in this country, in these cities over here, it just doesn't get activated. And so this is one of the things you find geographically, is that there are different cultures and different countries and different areas and different societies and all of that, that have lesser or greater degrees of structure around something. I am working right now with a couple of people in Saudi Arabia. There's an immense structure in Saudi Arabia around religion and gender roles and gender and sex. I mean, I think every country and society has their structure around sex. But so But it's really interesting, you know, doing facilitation and coaching with them because it's different. I've got to be aware of different things. They have to be aware of different things and what they create based on the structures that are in place and what they have to be aware of with the structures and function from that's really different. So let's actually address that for a second. How much energy are you using to maintain the structures you're aware of? Are you choosing? You are psychic beyond your wildest dreams. And the way you know that is that you know stuff before it occurs. That's not intuition, that's awareness. Awareness and psychic ability are the same thing. You have an ability, you are aware. That's just how it goes. So you've been that since you came in. You've had that level of awareness for a really long time. Now, were you taught that? Were you taught how to use it? Did you know it was happening? Or did you just assume that everything that you were picking up on was yours and was the fabric of reality? So the fabric of reality is built of structures. And somebody asked as one of their questions, like, what's the difference between a presumptive reality and a structure? A presumptive reality is a structure. The thing about a presumptive reality is that it feels so much like a fact that you don't ever question it. It's a structure that just feels factual. And so what we're doing with these tools, and that's why I want to invite you to the call on Friday, is we are breaking up what just seems like a fact, like just seems so real and so true that of course this is what life is like. Of course, right? So let's run one clearing here. What structure have you made so real and so true for you that you can never change it? And everything that is times a godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right, wrong, good, bad, potpock, all nine shorts, boys, povids, ambions. What structure have you made so real and so true that even in the face of total awareness, you cannot change it, choose beyond it, or alter it? And everything that is times a godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right, wrong, good, bad, potpock, all nine shorts, boys, povids, ambions. So look at your life right now. Look at where you seem to be having some difficulty. Let's start with that. You know, so let's take the body as an example. I injured my knee about a week and a half ago. I got very competitive with my 9-year-old stepdaughter, and I jumped off that swing like I was 12 and I landed on my knees that weren't 12. And so anyway, my kneecap subluxated, which is when you put direct pressure on a kneecap that's not very stable, it flips to the side and all the tissue swells. It's just delicious. And why was I telling you that? So I have my hands on my knees right now. I've been really aware of destructuring the structure and the scar tissue that my body put in place to keep me functional, and also demolecularly manifesting all the fluid on the inside and allowing my body to have a different possibility beyond stiffness and pain. Now, the other places I've been doing that with my body are in my carpals and in my thumbs. These have been quite sore lately. And everything out there is going to tell you, you know, perimenopause and computer time and all that stuff. And I'm not, yes. What I do know is that my body has a different possibility. So I've been putting my hands on my body and just requesting destructure, just destructure. And my wrists and my thumbs are like 85% less sore in the last 2 days. So the thing about bodies and anything, the thing about energy and bodies is that they form from our point of view. And most of your points of view, most of my points of view are completely unconscious. So usually we begin to pay attention to something when it starts to hurt. Not before, right? And that's usually what drives us. The pain is usually what drives us to go find something, right? How many of you were driven to access bars from the pain of anxiety or stress, or, you know, there's some mutants out there that weren't driven by pain. They were just driven by curiosity. I love that. But pain has been a great motivator for me my whole life. So I was driven by pain. And then we found it. We found relief in access bars, but then we were also introduced to the thing that not only is this giving you relief, but you're getting more access to consciousness. Did you know that you can create your whole reality from and as consciousness? And most of us were like, what? And that was one of the questions of like, how can I create as fully and totally as an infinite being? Well, it just takes persistence and practice, sister. We start to learn that, like, hey, you're an infinite being, and don't believe me. Like, tap into the space just outside your skin. Expand out until you find where you end. That's you. You're an infinite being. You have a body. Your body's inside of you, not the other way around. So are you living as an infinite being, or are you living trapped inside all the different structures that you bought as real and true and as your only choice? So destructuring is very, very simple. But what I want to create with the call, and I want to do a little bit of it here, is this place where we can start to identify structures. There's another area of life that's very, very easy to function from structure, and that's business and money. All right. In the last week, since I listened to the destructure call and got my whole brain blown out of my head, I started really looking around my life at what was occurring. When you function from structure, everything can only go according to the structure that you apply to it. And that is one way of creating. Like building a house, for example, you frame it first. You build the structure first. You build the foundation structure, and then you build the frame, and then you lay things on top of the frame. And that is one way of constructing things. When it comes to having buildings, that has been a very popular way. In Venice, they did something different in that they put pylons down into the ground, put a platform up, and then leaned things against each other, which actually created a more of a system than a structure. But having said all of that, like, structures are necessary to build things sometimes. So in business, you're doing a lot of construction, right? You're either constructing pathways for people to go down, or classes that people can come to, or possibilities that are, and you put things into existence, and you build a new graphics, and you do links, and you do pages. And if after you've been in business for a while, like I've been doing this now for about 8 or 9 years, it's even easier to build those into structures because you get kind of good at this stuff, and this stuff gets easy, and it's easy to like build things into these pathways that you're doing on repeat without a lot of presence. What destructuring does is it invites you to getting and being present. So a week ago, I heard this call and I started looking around the business and my life with business. And I was like, ooh-wee. I have gone into and been doing a lot of structure. Now, you always know, you can always be aware of when I'm doing structure or anybody else is doing structure, because it's always going to be kind of clunky and heavy and sticky and not that fluid. When I'm being myself and I'm being me, and this is what I want you to look at for you, it's space and fluidity and movement, like it just goes. So every single time that I get into a business conversation and somebody is saying, I don't understand why this isn't working, how can I do this? How can I do this, by the way, is the question to initiate a structure. How can I do this is something that you need to ask when it's like, how do I use this pen? That would be an appropriate question. There's a few ways to use the pen, and then there's infinite possibilities for how to use the pen, right? Well, you pick it up and you put your finger here and you place that on the paper and you move it around. And from there, you just got to get creative. Well, how do I get creative? That's not a question. There is no how do I get creative. It's what would it be like to be willing to be creative with this tool, okay? So we start going, well, how do I do something that we can only be? So what structure is the attempt to order, create an order so that we can define something so that we can feel like we know what to do. Destructuring is rendering us into being. And from there we choose. It's very powerful. So how much energy are you using to not be you? Are you choosing? And everything that is times a godzillion, will you destroy it and create it all? Right, wrong, good, bad, podpoc, all nine, shorts, boys, povids, and beyonds. So many things. So I have a few questions here. What's beyond a structured reality? Great question. That would be a great question to just live as. What's beyond structured reality? If I wasn't creating a structure here, what could I choose? Would be a great question. Do you guys know that one of the ways to make these conversations actionable for you? Do you know what it takes to make these actionable for yourself? One of the easiest ways that I've learned is that you hear something like destructuring and you start asking some questions. How much of what I'm doing is structure here? And you start to really pay attention to symptoms of structure, for example. What would be some of the symptoms of structure? Offense, fear, stepping out of the ring on yourself, right? Like 2 feet, 1 foot out, 1 foot in. That's some of the symptoms of structure. Because here's something interesting about structure is if your structure is wrong, then it's bad structure, right? Like your structure has to be right. What are some of the other symptoms of structure? Any of the feelings. So anger, rage, fury, hate, fear, doubt, business, relationship, love, sex, jealousy, peace. Those are all the distractor implants. Those would be all symptoms of structure. Struggling with money is a symptom of structure. What would you have to have in place to struggle with money? What kind of structure? I can't have money. I should have money. I'll never have money. I don't know what it takes to have money. So structures always keep you like outside of yourself, looking for the answer and forming the answer outside of yourself. Systems and being are always going to have you looking in here going, okay, if I were truly being me, what would I choose? You would be going to the inside. So, you know, this question of what's beyond a structured reality, I wonder what's beyond it for you. That would be a great question to start asking. If I weren't doing structure here, this is how you make that actionable. If I weren't doing structure here, what would I choose? How many of you guys know that you don't necessarily know what to choose because you don't ask yourself what you would choose? And so we tend to go to our heads to think because thinking is a very structured, ordered methodology. Being and choosing has no order to it. It has nothing to reference. It's just you're choosing it because you're choosing it because you're choosing it. So most of us want to choose from our brain and our thinking and our emotional world because that at least has a reference point. If we choose it and it's got a reason, then it must be okay. If we choose it and it's justified, then it's okay. If we just choose it, what the fuck? You can't just go around choosing things, except you can. And like, what would it be like to give yourself that kind of freedom? So do you allow yourself that kind of freedom, or do you make yourself, force yourself to think it through and have a reason and know why? All of that is structure. So, you know, like how much do you live in your head? And how much do you live from being and just choosing? And then when you're choosing, do you have a lot of ease with it, or do you tend to struggle with the right choice? I don't know what to choose. I don't know what I should choose. I don't know what to choose. I never know what to choose. I can't hear my awareness. I have people talk to me about that. Where are you at on choice? Somebody said, how do I switch from structure to system? Well, the first step to choosing, or to the first step to making any of this actionable, is to start recognizing where you do structure, which is really why I wanted to have this call, because I recognize that probably a lot of us don't know that we're doing structure. So I'd love for you guys to put in the comments, if you're willing, some of the ways you know right off the top of your head that you do a lot of structure. And structure can be a lot of thinking, a lot of emotions. That's a lot of structure. I know I grew up in a feeling family. So when I want to control is a structure, by the way, I will many times control with feelings. I'm teaching myself something so different right now, but still when I default and that comes up, it's usually with feelings. So, where do you notice that you do a lot of structure? What is your structure around money? What is your structure around your business? Business is really hard when you make yourself follow a certain pathway of doing things, or you try to go learn the right pathway, because there isn't a right pathway. There's just a bunch of different crazy ideas and then whatever you come up with to create business. Marie said about how my business should show up, about what my team can and cannot handle. Yep. That's a great one. So if you were going to change from structure to systems, you would just start to ask yourself a different question. Like, if I wasn't trying to figure out what my team can and can't handle ahead of time, what could I ask? Have I ever asked them what they can handle? Have I looked at what's working, what's not working, what I can create, what I can choose, if I wasn't controlling how my business is showing up, what could I choose? This is a big one for me. Raise your energetic hand if you are a perfectionist. So perfectionists are excellent at structure. And the whole reason for perfectionism is to maintain structure. The structure you've decided is perfect. And 85%, 99% of the time, the structure you've decided is perfect is just your point of view. It's something that you think is beautiful. It's your preference. But the coolest thing about stuff like that is that you can switch it from something you're structuring into existence into a choice you're making. Now, what's great about a choice? Choice is a system. So you can choose it, you cannot choose it. You can choose it again, you can choose it again, you can choose it again, you can choose it again. You can have anything you want. You just don't have to structure it into an existence. So so how much energy are you using to structure into existence what you've decided you have to have? And everything that is times a godzillion, will you destroy it and create it all? Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, fuck, all nine shorts, boys, povids, and beyonds. Marie said, I've put so many limitations on them and myself, I've blocked us all in. Well, my question would be, are you blocked in infinitely, forever, or can it change? Carol said, yes, control, and I forget to ask. Yeah, that's normal. Asking takes practice. And I use a lot of post-it notes to support my practice of asking. So like I've got two big post-it notes on my computer right now. These are my latest, how do I do this? Question systems. I don't know how well you're gonna be able to see these, but this one's money and this is more like possibilities. I'll read them to you. So where else can I make money? Where else can money come from? What else is possible? And how do I create and generate money beyond my wildest dreams? So now I'm just like every day, I'm just asking these questions. I put them on my computer and I remind myself because I forget too. I love structure until I don't. What is the energy I have to be to create whatever I desire with ease? How can I be more aware? How many more possibilities are there? What else can I choose that I have not yet chosen? Okay. So you do have to do things to remind yourself, but questions are everywhere. I got all of those out of the book, The 10 Keys to Total Freedom. Krista said, I think it would be easier to list where I don't do structure. So this is pretty big. How many of you, show me an emoji, hit me up with a hand if you get that this might be pretty huge in your life. Now, what I'm discovering is that I made a big demand a week ago, especially with the business, because that's where I tend to do the most structure, and in the relationship, those two places, that I commit to myself, commit to the infinite me, and really start to practice destructuring, no structure. Now, what that means is that instead of concluding, I'm asking questions. Instead of making something into a forever thing, I'm choosing it and seeing what it creates. When something's not moving or the energy is not moving, then I go, what else can I choose? So I'm really demanding of myself that instead of going to, oh, fuck, this isn't working, which is a conclusion and a structure. Oh, what did I do wrong? Another structure. Any of the things that would judge me, I'm not doing that. I'm like, okay, what else is required? What energy can I be? What else can I choose? What can I have, you know, to move this? So it's forcing me, I'm forcing myself to stay very, very present. And that's what destructuring does. It forces you to stay present and to just choose and choose and choose and choose and choose. Now, in the relationship, for example, we are, I would say like 85% of the time, we just bump and go and move and like we're just grooving together. There's 15% of the time where we're attempting to move forward with something, and our different ways of going about it clash. And we've got cultural and gender and all kinds of things going on, right? So what I've been playing with there is recognizing structure. This is how you move yourself from structure to systems. You start to see them. So my big task in the relationship is to like just be able to see what's occurring. Because if you don't know, for example, that your primary person or your child or your parent is doing structure, you're going to take what they're doing personally. Anybody ever take stuff that their person is doing personally? I don't care who your person is. Your person could be anybody. Your people. Anybody take stuff personally? Anybody tend to feel wrong? So there's different things, right? Some of us feel really wrong with other people and we tend to like back down and go away in that way. Some of us go into over control and like power over. But when structures are activated and unacknowledged, you tend to go into more structure, right? You go into coping. To try to cope. The coping is the structure you've built to try to handle what you believe you can't handle. So what I've been practicing is when we get into a bumpy spot, like our structures bump and I start to feel myself, you know, react. So reaction is a symptom of structure being activated. And I'm like, I've been catching myself much sooner. And recognizing that what just got activated in this person's world, his world, was structure, and that my structure then got activated. And that's what's been creating our difficulties. So that's been very helpful to move from. So now that I can see it, this is the gift of awareness. Now, when you can start to see it and be aware of it, you can make another choice. So we'll be right in the middle of something, and I will either, sometimes I walk away, sometimes I'm like, that's not what I'm doing, and I'll change it, and the energy can change in the moment. So we're both getting much more skilled at that, going, oh, the other person's thing just got structure, just got activated. And so in that, we're getting kinder and gentler and like more flexible. So that's what awareness of structures does, is it creates more kindness and allowance and flexibility for you and for them as a side effect. So I guess my question for you guys with people is, what would it take to start to recognize structures for what they are instead of taking anything personally? Because none of it's personal. You know, the guy, I've just gotten so much awareness for example, for us just over the last 3 years, like Colombia and Panama are very, very, very structured countries. Colombia in particular, very religious, very structured, like bureaucratic too. Like in it's so much so that the only thing that can escape that country is cocaine. That's an exaggeration, but I mean, literally the only things that can leave that country have to be exported illegally, because to try to do it legally is a nightmare. There's so much structure in place. So it's created this environment where you have a whole fuck ton of amazing people in that country that have to navigate bureaucracy that slows everything down, that you end up having to go around. So it creates a lot of illegal act, like you just, it's all kinds of things. I didn't know that going in there. And I didn't know that I was going to have to be aware of all that and live in the middle of it. Right. Like I didn't know all that. And, it turns out that naturally I'm a very unstructured person. Like I like some things, but when I'm being me, you know, like, so yeah, Costa Rica is the same. Latin America has a lot of structure and it's not the only part, but that's been, you know, that's my dominant experience right now. So I'm talking about it. The point, you are aware. You pick up on everything from 8,000 to 8,000 miles in every direction. You may have grown up in one of these structure soups and learned a lot of it. And now maybe you're my age and older and you are like going, okay, now what does it take to be a functional, happy person? So awareness is key of where and what you're doing as structure, or where and what another person is doing as structure. And then question and choice are key to moving yourself and getting awareness of other choices that you have. So what would it take to start to, one, be more aware of structure? Two, to when you see one, request that it destructure. That's one of the things I'm doing. I'm like, destructure. And then to engage and go, what else can I choose here? What else is available? What else is possible? And instead of looking into the structure world of your mind, allow yourself just to stay down here in your being and like choose. So I think that's as far as I can go in this call. But if you want more and you want something personal, come to the call on Friday. You can find it at the link tree on one of these sides. And, you know, what energy, space, and consciousness can you and your body be to be the destructured being you truly be for all eternity? When you're being you, you're as destructured as they come. And you walk into the room and destructuring things as you go. And that's, I think, the bigger part of the conversation that we're going to get into on the call. You know, how much have you structured yourself so that you don't destroy everybody? Because you're 100% sure that if you were yourself, you would. And so it's also being willing to like allow everybody and everything in your path to destructure in your wake. And that, I get, is pretty exciting. Cool. I will see you on the call. Thank you so much, guys, for being here and adding all your energy and your questions. And we'll talk again soon. Bye for now.